Wonderful. Okay, we're recording. Hi, everybody. This is Lynn Coles with Co-op In Touch Interviews. We are talking with community organizations and people and community groups all over town who are helping Austinites and Central Texans get through the COVID crisis together and maintaining community connections and stability during this difficult time. Today, we're focusing on LGBTQ groups in the Central Texas area in honor of the anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City that took place in late June, early July, 1969. And that was a difficult time for the LGBTQ community there, and also a time when people were able to organize and resist oppression and celebrate their community together. And so we're celebrating that community today with the LGBTQ Studies Program Director, Lisa Moore. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Lynn. It's good to talk to you.
Yes, you too. Well, tell us first a little bit about you. How did you make it to Austin, and how did you find yourself in the LGBTQ Studies Program?
Well, I grew up in Canada, and as an undergraduate in the early 1980s, I was an English major, and I got very interested in feminism, and then came out as a lesbian while I was in college, and wanted to go to grad school and be a professor, but I wanted to find a program where I could make gender and sexuality kind of front and center in my studies. And that was pretty rare in the 1980s and kind of non-existent in Canada at that time. So I ended up coming down to the U.S. to Cornell University to get a PhD in English, because I also had the opportunity to get a concentration in women's and gender studies at the doctoral level there. And by the time I left, we had also started what we called then a gay, lesbian, and bisexual studies concentration for students. So when I came to, I was offered this job at the University of Texas that was a feminist theory job in an English department. And I thought it would be, it was an obviously a great job and a perfect fit for me. And although I'd always intended to go back to Canada, I thought, oh, Austin will be fun for a few years. I knew from people that I had met actually in Ithaca who had been UT undergraduates that Austin had a thriving queer community. So I thought I would come down and check it out. And almost 30 years later, I am really happy here. So one of the first things that I did when I came to the English department was start what we called then a gay, lesbian, and bisexual studies reading group for faculty and graduate students. So I would say that was probably the first academic programming in queer studies at UT. And then along with Ann Svetkovich and Jill Dolan, who was in the theater department in the late 90s, we started, and Gretchen Ritter, the director of Women's and Gender Studies at the time, we started a research cluster for queer studies. Started off really quite small, but with the emergence of Black studies and Latino studies as departments at UT, they did a lot of hiring, and it just turned out that the, you know, most highly qualified, most exciting candidates in those fields from around the country and around the world, many of them were doing queer studies research and work. So now, you know, we were at a point where there were almost 30 people, 30 faculty around campus whose primary research was in queer studies. And that's when we decided to start the process of developing a program with an undergraduate transcriptable concentration and a graduate portfolio track, and the ability to really formally study LGBTQ studies as part of your academic degree.
Yeah, that's amazing that it was already happening. You know, like it was already part of people's thinking and part of their intellectual and university processes, and it had to come about. You know, that's very organic.
Yeah, it was sort of. I mean, the first director was Ann Svetkovich, and you know, I think when she stepped in as the inaugural director, she said, you know, we're just giving a name and formal structure to a very vibrant and successful part of the university that exists already.
Right, you know? Right. And naming things is so important, right? I mean, we're constantly talking about that and learning that as we learn about populations and as people have voices of their own, know, in public
and
spaces.
What I've learned since I stepped into this director role is that it's very important to the people of Texas and actually to people around the country and around the world to have an LGBTQ studies program with that name out there front and center, not just sexuality or something that is meant to be a bit more, I don't know, less explicit, more palatable. It's very important to people to see that we have the support of the state's flagship university in our undertakings, you know, that we speak for the university. So we get calls from, we have a very important public facing mission that I think makes us more akin to something like Black Studies or Latino Studies and less like something like the English department, where people call us saying, I need an expert witness for the upcoming custody trial where my ex-husband wants to take my trans kid away and, you know, put him in conversion camp or something. You know, and we're able to connect people with experts that can really help them with their day-to-day struggles being queer in Austin, in Texas, around the country, even around the world.
Right.
So I think I didn't quite realize, because this has been, you know, I've been working in this field for my whole career, I didn't quite realize the importance of that imprimatur of institutional importance, support, visibility. But it's been great. It's given us a lot of great opportunities. Another one is when the LGBTQ caucus of the Texas legislature started, we were able to reach out to them and start an internship program so that now we're placing queer studies students in the Texas legislature to learn how to do the work of shaping public policy. And it's great for the caucus. It's great for us. We also place interns in the Kind Clinic, which is a gender-affirming healthcare clinic in Austin. We place interns at Out Youth. We place interns at theater companies like Ground Floor Theater Company. We place interns at ALGO, which is the statewide people of color organization. It's, you know, it turns out that this platform really makes it possible to us for us to connect, for UT to connect with the broader queer community.
Right. And I just, that's the intersections among the political and the academic and the community organizations is just, it's just so important, I think. And the LGBTQ studies program is really doing that work. Well, this is the anniversary of the Stonewall riots. Is anybody in the LGBTQ studies program celebrating virtually, or is there any other kind of commemorative thing happening during the pandemic?
Absolutely. We just launched our brand new online magazine, QT Voices, for the month of June to celebrate Pride and all the other little more raggedy-taggedy insurgent celebrations of queerness like Queer Bomb and Outsider Fest. So I do want to ask your listeners to check out, just Google QT Voices. It's Queer and Trans Voices in the URL. And YQT rhymes with UT. Sounds like cutie.
It totally
and it also
sounds
stands
like
for queer and trans. So our current issue actually has a cluster of materials, a podcast, an essay, and a review all around Outsider Fest, which is this fantastic queer performance festival that happens every February in Austin. And in fact, this past year, Mayor Steve Adler declared February 23rd Outsider Fest Day.
Oh, good.
In Austin. So one of our faculty members, two of our faculty members in LGBTQ studies, PJ Raval, the filmmaker, and Karen Nault, the media studies scholar, founded that. And we have, LGBTQ studies has partnered with them. We sponsor Conference on the Couch, which is a DIY academic conference set in people's homes during the festival. And that's a space where artists and scholars and viewers and participants in the festival all have the opportunity to be in community with each other and learn more about each other's work and dreams and desires and fears and struggles and challenges and achievements.
Yeah.
I'd like to invite everybody to join us for the Transgender Feminisms Reading Group, which, of course, in COVID times, we're holding online virtually. Mm-hmm. Please check out our Transgender Feminisms Reading Group Facebook page. And it's a very vibrant group of community members and people from UT talking about issues of centering the voices of trans and genderqueer people. We would welcome you. Now that we're virtual, we have lots of space, and we've had very international, widespread gatherings, and we'd love to see you there if you're interested in hearing from trans and genderqueer folks.
Wonderful. And so just say the name of the Facebook group again.
Transgender Feminisms Reading Group.
Awesome. So the Transgender Feminisms Reading Group is coming up this month. The Conference on the Couch is coming up later this year. And also check out QT Voices by Googling that to access mm-hmm. the LGBTQ Studies Program new online publication.
Yeah, that would be great. I'll send you this link too.
Perfect. Lisa, I'm so sorry that we have to cut it off, but it's been wonderful talking with you.